lovelies, welcome to Social Snaps, the podcast where we talk about the essence of our interconnected world, one snap at a time. I am Lilo V, your host and guide through the realms of inspiration and purpose. Few more weeks and it'll be Christmas. Before we celebrate Christmas, here's to November. Here's something to perk you up because we are diving deep into motivational articles from well-known authors and personalities in our quest to find the best side of life, which is why we call it Social Snaps. These are not just any articles, rather they are those that have the power to change your viewpoint, ignite your soul, and guide you toward a life of passion and purpose. But here's the twist. We are not stopping with the words on the page. We are bringing these articles to life by dissecting the wisdom contained within them and connecting them to real life situations and current events. It is like going on a quest for inspiration. So, whether you are sipping your morning coffee, stuck in traffic, or just looking for a boost of positivity, Social Snaps is your go-to podcast. We will laugh, learn, and maybe even cry a little, all in the pursuit of a brighter, more purposeful life. But before we get into today's episode, allow me to introduce myself a little more fully. I am Lilo V as my pseudonym, and it has a unique meaning and origin which I will reveal in a later episode. I am a native-born Filipino who is married and the mother of 6 children. Yes, you heard that correctly. 6 children. Nothing scary going on around here, just a little bit of patient test. I am also an entrepreneur in my own right. I have been successful once and failed numerous times, but I have never given up. I have a Juris Doctor degree and an under bar per se. And you may be wondering why I created this podcast. So while I wait the next chapter of my life, I find fulfillment in being a mother and a housewife. Social Snaps is my way of bringing magic into the mundane, even while doing laundry and dishes. I am also doing this podcast because I am concerned about the internet's impact on our children. As a mother, I want to protect them from the absurd and sometimes dangerous things they may come across online. I want to give them positive and encouraging content that will inspire and motivate them to live their best lives. That is why I founded Social Snaps, a platform where we can share our unwavering mission to break free from the mundane, to avoid tempting but hollow trends, and to rediscover what truly matters. We call it Social Snaps because we are here to take you out of the ordinary and into a world where inspiration and motivation reign supreme. Disclaimer, loves, my viewpoint may be limited. There are segments of this podcast that use reference taken out from the internet and books that are infused with my personal experiences to form this content. It will be discussed based on my perception, and whatever you hear does not represent any organization to which I may belong, nor does it relate to my desired profession. So if you're ready, here's Our Lives, Follow Our Thoughts by M. Preston Stanley. A negative, doubting, fearful, vacillating mind can no more create, produce, or achieve anything of real or lasting value than an apple can violate the law of gravitation by falling upward. We may turn over all the pages of history, and not one example shall we find of success achieved by those who did not expect it. As well expect a planet to reverse the movement in its orbit, as expect thought to create, produce, or attract things or conditions unlike itself. Show me one who has achieved, created, or produced something of real and lasting value, and you will show me one whose thoughts are affinities with the things he has produced or achieved. We build as we think. Our lives follow our thoughts. All men gravitate towards the visions which they hold in their minds. Doubt your future success, and you will need to visualize your success. Believe in it positively. Pursue it steadfastly. Plan for it. Never doubt it, and you will never need to. It will be yours. Only death can stop it. You just heard M. Preston Stanley's article entitled, Our Lives Follow Our Thoughts. If you examine the said article, there is an interplay between cognition and destiny, which resonates seamlessly with the adage, cogito ergo sum, which means I think, therefore I am, coined by René Descartes. That power of positive thinking can shape one's destiny. According to Stanley, our thoughts are like magnets that attract things or conditions that are similar to them. If we think negatively, doubtfully, or fearfully, we are essentially setting ourselves up for failure. It is like telling an apple to defy gravity and fly upward. It will not happen, and we all know that Newton thinks otherwise about it. But they say success is like a loyal friend who only stays with those who expect it. Stanley asks us to think of one example of success that did not begin with someone believing in it. Spoiler alert, loves, you won't find any. There are numerous stories in history about people who visualized their success and made it a reality. Buddha said, what you think, you become. What you feel, you attract. And what you imagine, you create. Before our thoughts would go astray, I am not a Buddhist, but I believe that manifestation works in some ways just how the universe existed. So how do we jump aboard the success train? Stanley offers some cosmic advice. Visualize it, believe in it as if it were your Wi-Fi connection, and plan for it. Pursue it as if it owed you money, and never doubt it. Death may be the only thing that stands in our way of achieving our objectives. It is like having a paid-for train ticket, and all you have to do is get on the train and ride it. It is waiting for you. All you have to do is get on board and go for it. Speaking of success, I would like to share something with you, dear lovelies. I recently took the Philippine bar exams, and my results will be available on December 5, 2023. It was a difficult journey, but I stayed positive by remembering Stanley's advice. I imagined myself passing the bar exams. I believed in myself and my abilities. I planned for the best outcome possible and pursued my dream with passion and dedication. And guess what? I never questioned it. I am confident that I will succeed, and I am excited about the future. So, lovelies, what are you looking forward to? Let us begin by tuning in to Stanley's cosmic wisdom and thinking positively. Because, well, you know what I mean. Our lives are dictated by our thoughts. So, create a playlist of success vibes, practice positive thinking, and most importantly, believe in yourself that you can and you will succeed. Stay tuned to Social Snaps for more cosmic revelations. This is Lelu V. For your comments, suggestions, and requests, you can send us an email at askme@lelouv.com. You can also check us out on our website at www.lelouv.com. Or you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening. Social Snaps. Have a great day, everyone. Keep safe.